Chapter 9, the fifth trumpet. And the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. And there was given to him the key of the pit of the abyss. And he opened the pit of the abyss, and smoke went out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke came forth locusts upon the earth, and power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was said to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only such men as do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were told that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented for 5 months. Their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man, and in those days men shall seek death, shall in no way find it. They shall desire to die, and death will flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for war, and upon their heads as if crowns of gold, and their faces were as men's faces. They had hair as the hair of women, their teeth were like that of lions, and they had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses rushing to war, and they have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt men for 5 months. And they have over them a king, the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue he has a name, Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, hereafter there come 2 other woes. The sixth trumpet. And the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard the voice from the horns of the golden altar which is before God, one saying to the sixth angel that had one trumpet, "Release the 4 angels that are chained at the great river Euphrates." And the 4 angels were released that had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year that they should kill 1/3 of all mankind. And the number of the armies of the horsemen was 2 × 10,000 × 10,000. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and those that sat on them, having breastplates as of fire, and of hyacinth, and of sulphur, and the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceeded fire, smoke, and sulphur. And by these 3 illnesses was 1/3 of all mankind killed, by the fire and the smoke and the sulphur which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails are like those of serpents and have heads, and by means of them they wound. And the rest of mankind who were not killed with these illnesses did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and the idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see, nor hear, nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft.